From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is visiting Pakistan. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly is traveling with him and reports he wants to deepen ties between Pakistan and the U.S.
Today marks Secretary Gates' first visit to Pakistan in 3 years. The Pentagon says the trip is long overdue. In meetings with Pakistan's military and political leaders, Gates hopes to stress the Obama administration's commitment to an enduring, long-term relationship. A senior defense official traveling with Gates concedes, quote, there is a real trust deficit with Pakistan, and he added that the U.S. is trying to overcome what he called an enduring and strong strain of distrust throughout the Pakistani population about the U.S. In gestures designed to show respect for his hosts, Secretary Gates has arranged to stay overnight here in Islamabad, and he's brought his wife, Becky Gates, along for the visit. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, traveling with the secretary.
Search teams are still looking for survivors of last week's earthquake in Haiti, but now they're very doubtful they will find many more people alive. The U.S. says relief stations are now providing food and water to vastly larger numbers of people than in previous days. An expanded U.N. peacekeeping force was to have included 800 troops from Haiti's neighbor, the Dominican Republic. But as NPR's Russell Lewis reports, Haiti has said no to the Dominican troops, and that's created a new challenge for the U.N.
Haiti and the Dominican Republic share a long border on the island and a long history. Tension between the two countries goes back centuries. Since the earthquake, the Dominican Republic has offered assistance to Haiti, such as allowing the injured to receive medical care at its hospitals. The United Nations wants to add to its 9,000-member peacekeeping force in Haiti and asked for a contingent of Dominican soldiers to help provide security, but the Haiti government said no. Talks are underway to see if Haiti would allow a Dominican rescue team to help in the relief effort, but it's left the UN to scramble to find replacement peacekeepers. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
President Obama and congressional Democrats are looking at ways to move the Democratic agenda forward after Republican Scott Brown won a Senate seat in Massachusetts and deprived Senate Democrats of a filibuster-proof majority. Democratic Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan is among many who say the president's signature health care plan may have to be scaled back. But Stupak says Congress should pass a bill with provisions that have won bipartisan support.
This is where I think the president can assert his leadership. Not a big, expensive plan, but a plan that gives everyone access to quality, affordable health care. We can do this as a nation. There is still the will to do it.
Also unclear following Brown's election, the fate of climate legislation, especially proposals to cap carbon emissions. Scott Brown is due in Washington today to meet his future colleagues in the Senate. This is NPR News. A new survey finds Islam is often mentioned negatively in the media and that a majority of Americans do not believe Muslims accept other religions. NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports that according to the Gallup survey, most Americans do not think Christian and Muslim beliefs are basically the same.
Dalia Mugahid from Gallup Center for Muslim Studies says that more than any other religion, Islam is most often mentioned in the media and usually in a negative context.
So you have high volume and the tone is negative. And then finally, the same research finds that the framing of Islam is often in terms of militancy.
Gallup questioned just over 1,000 Americans late last year on their attitudes towards Muslims. It found that 66% of Americans surveyed said they didn't believe Muslims accepted other religions. 68% didn't believe Christians and Muslims share basically the same beliefs. And 81% of Americans don't agree with the statement that Muslims believe women and men should have equal rights. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Washington.
There are reports President Obama will call today for new powers to limit the size and complexity of big financial firms and to restrict their power to do high-risk trading. It would be his latest step in trying to regulate Wall Street further, trying to encourage smaller financial companies, and to prevent another financial meltdown. The New York Times quotes officials saying the president would bar commercial banks from some trading of financial securities, and that would expand on measures already approved by the House of Representatives. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.